This is the sixth episode of KBOO's special news series, Sex for Sale, on the business of sex in Portland. In this episode, we take on the subject of trafficking, one of the darker corners of the industry.
What is trafficking, and how is it connected with the sex industry? As the world gets smaller, is trafficking getting bigger? Here's the official definition from the Department of Justice.
When we talk about sex trafficking, what we're talking about is the recruitment, harboring, transportation, providing, obtaining, patronizing, or soliciting a person for the purposes of a commercial sex act. And by commercial sex, that's simply any sex act on account of which anything of value is given to or received by any person. So primarily with the U.S. Attorney's Office and the federal government, things that are criminalized are the sex trafficking of minors, obviously anyone under the age of 18 years old, as well as sex trafficking that involves force, fraud, or coercion. Another thing that's criminalized is where someone is taken or transported over state lines for the purposes of having them engage in acts of prostitution or in other sexual offenses for which someone could be charged with a criminal offense.
According to the FBI, this crime is often a family matter.
There's a variety of reasons why and who gets involved in trafficking women. Sometimes it's based on a connection in the community or a family connection. And when I say connection, I mean the connection between the trafficker and the victim. That trafficker may know that victim through the neighborhood or through family relationships or extended relationships in a community or in a gang, and then uses that relationship to then exploit that individual.
There's labor trafficking, which is different from sex trafficking. Labor trafficking means keeping a person on a job, often as a household servant, against their will and under conditions that sound like slavery.
What is the scope of the work of the Department of Justice in this area? What other efforts in the criminal justice field are directed against this activity?
One case that I was involved in prosecuting involved a individual that took an 8-year-old girl over state lines and repeatedly raped her over state lines. And obviously that was a very tough case because I'm a father of daughters, and so you met this little girl, and you heard what she had gone through. You heard her describe what she'd gone through, and I think to have anyone listen to a young 8-year-old, 9-year-old girl tell you about being repeatedly and brutally raped is going to cause you sleepless nights, and it's going to affect you. But you can do everything you can to both help her and in terms of getting her plugged into services and treatment and things like that. But you also have the ability to prosecute, investigate and prosecute the guy that was responsible for it.
What should we be looking for to identify cases of trafficking? What can citizens do to deter this activity?
I think the first point of contact is always your local police. And if you see somebody that looks like they're in danger or that they are being exploited or abused, you know, call 911 and report it.
Marriott International Hotels helped develop a program to train hotel workers to recognize signs of trafficking, which might include a silent child hiding behind an adult at check-in, different people using a hotel room throughout the day, batches of discarded cell phones left in a room, and signs of physical abuse. Children rarely disclose that they are being sexually exploited. They often don't understand that they are victims of trafficking. While neither the Office of the District Attorney nor the Federal Bureau of Investigation could give current figures on cases of trafficking under investigation, there was a recent study by the U.S. Attorney for the District of Oregon. The study identified 469 cases of commercial sexual exploitation of children between 2009 and 2013. The average age of the child involved was 15 and a half years. 96.4% were female, 40.5% were Caucasian, 27.1% African American, 5.1% Hispanic. While law enforcement makes a very big deal of sex trafficking, some contend that the amount of this activity is overestimated. Here's Dr. Hakim.
Trafficking is when someone is forced into an occupation or industry against their will. I'm not saying that trafficking doesn't exist at all, but it's vastly exaggerated in importance. The vast majority of people who work in the sex trade do so voluntarily, and they very often are doing so only for a short period of time. We overlook the fact that this is really a young person's enterprise or industry. It's when people are young and sexually attractive and still interested in sex because they're young and less experienced, shall we say, and they do it for 2 or 3 years. The typical time in the sex trade in Brazil, for example, is 1 or 2 years. 3 years or 4 years is a really long time. The majority of people are not just part-timers, because that's become more common, but they're they're temporary visitors to that industry, and then after 3 or 4 years, they quit. That's the norm nowadays.
Trafficking may be rare, but sexual abuse of children is common.
One case of abuse is one case too many. We have an organization called YES, Youth Ending Slavery, that fights trafficking and sexual abuse at the high school level. Here are Emma and Gwen.
Why is it important to bring this up in high school environments? Why, you guys go to, I'm sure, good high schools, and you're happily taken care of, and people you associate with, your friends, are in the same bag. And yet you're bringing this subject into the high schools. Why is that important? Why are you doing that?
It can oftentimes, you know, people don't want to see themselves as victims of something. And also, not only that, but the average age for entering into sex trafficking is 12 years old. So if we talk to youth about it, then they will be more equipped to not only protect themselves and their peers, but also as they enter the workforce, potentially will advocate against human trafficking and have the tools to do so.
So trafficking is an issue. Sometimes we don't see it. It's not visible to us. It's happening behind the scenes in ways that we can't perceive. What's your solution to trafficking? What do you propose to be doing about this other than talking about it?
There are lots of different ways to approach a solution. One big way, which looks at a lot of different issues, is altering culture as a whole, because there are a lot of different issues, including racism, sexism, homelessness, so many different issues that tie in to lead someone to be more vulnerable. The silent, subtle
shifting of positions. The tiniest of steps. You have a survey on your website that got my attention. You can test your slavery footprint. That's what the survey is about. How does that survey work, and why would our listeners want to take it?
That survey asks for the participant to put in many different factors in their life, including how much clothing they own, what types of food and how much food they eat, what different types of electronics they own, how much they buy, etc. And it compiles all of those results into a rough number of how many slaves are working for you. Of course, it isn't going to be perfectly accurate because different companies have different labor policies, and it's just a very subjective thing, however.
I'm assuming you've taken this survey yourself.
Mm-hmm.
How many slaves work for you?
Oh, I don't remember. It was in the 30s.
In the 30s. That's close enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think you're any more of a slaveholder than any of the rest of us, and maybe less so. But that's a lot of slaves. That's it for this episode. Next time, what's happening with the world's oldest profession? Is it fading away or maybe reinventing itself? And we'd like your feedback. At the end of this series, we'll do a full report in which you get to speak your mind on this subject. If you have a comment or question about the series or about the sex trade, we'd like to hear it. Call the KBOO Newsroom at 503-231-8032, extension 202, and we'll hear you out and put you on the air. Thanks for listening.